This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay, it's time for us to get another hour rolling. Keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. Monday, November 4th, first full week of the second to last month of 2019 on the air. Those of you who set your clocks ahead, sorry. You didn't remember the expression, spring ahead, fall back. It doesn't really make much difference anyway, because we're on the air whether you pushed them ahead or backwards, because we're kind of always on the air here on the DJV program. You can count on us. Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan in New Jersey. Doug Steffens on the farm in Massachusetts. You know, I was thinking that even though it is kind of silly, the daylight savings time thing, it's nice to wake up on the East Coast. Jennifer, it doesn't make a difference because you wake up in the dark every day anyhow, and I don't mean that.
Every day.
Pejoratively, I mean it's really dark.
Literally.
Yes, right, yeah. But for us on the East Coast, it is nice to be, I always think so, Victoria, to wake up and look outside and see the light or the sun or the frost on the pumpkin or whatever it is that you see at this time of year. Or does it make any difference? You don't care.
If I don't have to go outside because I have a home studio, so if I had to go outside, then I would care more. When I used to have to do morning radio and it was pitch black out when you're leaving for work, that's leaving not fun. Yeah.
No. Well, I did that for a long time.
Every
I used to tell you my stories of driving to the studio in Providence by the candle in the car and reading a book while I was on my way down.
Shut there, up. So. You did not drive to work by candlelight. You're not that old.
Thank you, Jennifer. Very nice. All right, so let's get at it. The continuing worm and squirm here. Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the race. What a shame. Do we have
He's
a moment of
silence?
Back in
New Mexico eating regenerative dirt, so that's exciting.
Regenerative dirt? How is that? Yummy? Is it pretty? It's kind of like eating...
Don't you remember that story
McDonald's
that came out?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yes, I remember him thinking he was kind of kooky. So I see that the mayor is in the number four slot as far as, what is it? First is Joe Biden. Second is Warren. Third is, I forgot who's there. Fourth,
Bernie,
I remember who's
there. Bernie's third. And then Mayor Pete's fourth now.
Okay, so the rest of them make no difference whatsoever at this point. Would you agree? Anybody on either side?
Yeah, actually, Kamala Harris,
statement?
Who... I thought
worthless.
Would be a front runner.
Nah.
She's actually fired a lot of her staffers. She fired
People can
her
see
New Hampshire
through her.
Crew.
She's a big phony.
Well, she's trying to focus everything, all of her resources on Iowa, which tells me she's going to try to stick it out. But if she loses everything in Iowa, then and she's not. She's making a little bit of traction there, but not much. So she's fired everybody else. So that's she might be the next big one at least to go.
All right. So is there anything
Cory
significant?
Booker will be done soon.
Yeah, he's been done a long time. He just didn't know it.
Don't you think he's hanging in there, though, for a VP chance, maybe? Even though
oh,
it
yeah,
shouldn't
he
be
can drop
New
out.
Jersey,
and any of these guys that drop out.
So who would choose him
still?
Of the four front runners, if any one of those people make it to the top, who would choose him? Biden wouldn't choose him. Biden's looking for
Elizabeth
somebody
Elizabeth Warren. If Elizabeth Warren's a nominee, she needs an African-American male. To
she doesn't need another East Coaster.
Yeah,
needs
that's
some
true.
Balance.
That's true. I actually think the person I think she would choose, if it's her, and it seems that it could very well be her, is, what's his name? Andrew Gillum from Florida.
Why?
Why? Because he checks boxes for her. He's a man. He's black. He could bring Florida.
I don't even know the guy. Who is this?
I don't
who
either.
Is he? Who is it?
Come on, you guys. It wasn't that long ago.
Seriously.
He ran.
I remember the black
election.
Lady from Atlanta who spoke. As the Democratic strap...
Stacey Jacobs. Yeah,
right.
She doesn't need another woman.
She doesn't check too many boxes. Anyway, keep going.
She checks boxes. Well, you know who she checks boxes for is Joe Biden.
Hmm.
It's sad that we actually have to play this game instead of just looking for qualified people. But it would not surprise me if Joe Biden chose someone like Stacey Jacobs. But Andrew Gillum was the person who was running for governor in Florida against Ron DeSantis, who ended up winning. It was a close race, and he got a lot of support. He actually did pretty well, and kind of is seen as one of the rising stars in the Democrat Party. So, yeah, he's former mayor of Tallahassee.
Okay, so maybe there's a, there's
okay,
a lesson.
That's ringing a bell now.
There's a lesson here from Elizabeth McCord, who ran as an independent and won, and she chose a Republican to run with her as her running mate as
the
vice president.
That would never happen right now. That would never happen.
Never. Okay. Maybe
I wish. I mean, that would actually be something kind of hopeful, but that would never happen.
Well, about Trump and Pence, that doesn't seem to be a marriage that's made in heaven, if you believe some of the baloney that you get in the news.
But Pence checked boxes that Trump needed. So.
Well, but does he still?
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, there's a lot of people. There are a lot of people who are saying, "Oh, dump Pence and bring in Nikki Haley because that would be really great." And people are more excited about seeing
Nikki Haley
run in 4 years.
Common sense, at least. Anyway,
well,
go ahead, excuse me.
But I think the president is one of the things that he's into is loyalty, and Pence has been very loyal to him. It would really surprise me, and I actually don't think it would be a great move for Trump to dump Pence, even though I think Nikki Haley is a much better choice. I just still think it would be – people would look at it and go, that's gross, because Pence has stood by you. So I don't know. I don't think he should
stand
really consider
by
that.
Your man. So and as far as the impeachment is concerned, I haven't heard boo out of Pence – with regard to all that, is he just keeping quiet? Where is he?
Oh, he's been out there for sure.
Has he? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's he been saying? Because I haven't paid much attention.
I think it was last weekend, if I remember right. It was last weekend or the weekend before. Everything is a blur. Mm-hmm. But he was out. He was the kind of the talking head for the administration out on the Sunday shows, talking about the Ukraine phone call, talking about whether or not this was a witch hunt, whether or not the president did anything wrong. Yes, yeah, so he's been out there a lot.
All right, so in California, take care of the national stuff first, and then let's go to one of our favorite places, California. Here I come, right back where I started from. The reality of the governor, mayor. My daughter and I went to the wedding of my niece and their cousin this weekend up in Saratoga Springs.
What
a fabulous little town there. That was very nice. Great guy. When I first met, I said this, as you can imagine, my sisters egged me on to say something during the reception. So I did. I've always liked Mandy. My sister's two kids are fabulous girls. They really are. And I like them a lot. And I like, Mandy's got two, a brother and a sister. They're okay. Well, never mind. I'm not talking about them. But she has always been somebody that I have been very fond of. And so she met this guy, and the first time I met him, I thought, what a galoot. He's just a big... And I said that during my remarks. And then I got to know him, and I watched how he was with her three children, her three daughters, and I watched how he was with her. Because, you know, you guys, all kidding aside, I'm pretty observant, and I'm pretty good at figuring people out. And so I'm watching this guy, and he goes way out of his way to take care of the children, to take care of her. And so 3 years and some months later, he discovers that Amanda, or she discovers, they both discover together, that she's got a really bad case of breast cancer. And so she has a mastectomy, and they were going to get married in September, and she hasn't recuperated yet from the operation. And then just watching him take care of her and how he stuck with her. There's a lot of guys that have no balsam at all. If that had happened, they'd have hit the road. You know, before you get married, because she's not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. She and Megan are the same age, and they spend a lot of time talking about that, you know, the inevitable discussion about breast cancer that is so prevalent today. There's no news there. But the way he handled all of that and is taking care of her children, I can speak from experience. My two kids were really spooked out. Brenda was 13 and Megan was 17 when Tony was diagnosed with breast cancer. And they both thought their mother was going to die because it was stage 4. And at that point, back in the 80s, when you got stage 4 breast cancer, it was curtains, good night, shut out the lights. as she lived with her for 21 years, but that didn't make the kids any more secure. So these kids are younger. Well, no, that's not true. One of the kids is older. But they were pretty freaked out. And he calmed them down. He talked to them. He spent time with them. He really, so I said, you know, I said, I have brought a tear to my own eye and to the people in the audience, a couple hundred people there, because he did such a fabulous job. And I, after, when I left yesterday morning when we had breakfast, I told him what I really thought. And he had a tear in his eye, too. He's just really the, he's a very, I'm glad, I guess the bottom line after 60 or 90 seconds of this is that he's really good. And you wish that. I mean, I think I see that with Victoria and Lewis. I haven't, I don't know, I haven't really, as much as I'm around Jennifer, I don't really know
My life is a disaster.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a disaster, but it's, I don't have the same, as close I am to you and your father, I'm not that close to Jeff. I don't really know him.
Jeff sounds nurturing, right, Jen?
Yeah.
He's not really. Yeah. It wasn't a very enthusiastic answer.
No. I'm laughing. I'm
trying to help you.
All right. Let's get back to what's going on. Although, in other circumstances here, why did I start to, because Megan went back to California last night and Brennan's going back today. But we were talking about what was going on in California. And Megan, I called Victoria on the phone. Unfortunately, I didn't get her. We were having a conversation about politics. And Megan and Victoria are really two peas in a pod. They would have great conversations about the realities of the day. And Megan is eager to meet you, Victoria, because actually
likewise,
we never had any chance to cross paths. But, you know, we, and all of the things, we just talked and talked and talked all weekend, and it was fun. First time we've done that for a long time. So, and it was first, she slept until 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. She came in on Friday night, and she hasn't slept that long since the baby was born. As wow. They're coming to the farm, it's peaceful, it's quiet, it's beautiful. The kids love coming here. And we were trying to
was
figure
Miles
out whether
with her?
She come back. No, Miles didn't come. Miles is home.
Oh, that's why she was
that's
able to.
Yeah, no, that's it. Right. You just gonzo. So, anyway. All right, so do we have time for a quick California update here as long as I'm off
mic? We can do it next time.
Really? Well, no, next time you folks all listen, we'll tell you what's going on in California. Right now, I'm going to tell you what's going on in your body, even though you may not know. Well, you feel the aches, you feel the pains. You wonder, what can I do about this hip over here? What can I do about my ankle? And what can I do about my knee? And what can I do about my shoulder? You're finding ache relief in things that are not good for you. You might take some, what is it, acetaminophen? Is that what they call that? I never can pronounce that correctly. But
acetaminophen, yeah, that's Tylenol.
Yeah, Tylenol. Okay, Tylenol, a lot of that is not good for you. Joint Formula 14 is because it's all natural. Comes from a company named Sierracil. This is a company that has figured out that dogs, cats, and other animals, Americans and Europeans too, and human beings, we're all animals, and we all have the same sort of aches and pains. Look at your dog and what you're going through, Victoria, with your dog. Mm-hmm. And I know you've given him a lot of things that calm down the swelling and stuff, all the work that you're doing to keep him working and running and moving around. Sierracil's Leaps and Bounds helps as the dog starts to show kind of signs of aching and itching and stuff that really are kind of a pain. This is the formula, not itching, but you know what I mean. The achy, my dog, when he's got an ache, he scratches at it because that's what they know how to do. All natural, good for you, good for the dog, good for everybody. It's called Joint Formula 14 for humans. It's called Leaps and Bounds for your pet, but it's the same thing. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live. If you got aches, go online. Get the details at achefree.live as to how it really works. Special offer using the DJV. The DJV code, I think, is $20 off the bottle. Check it out. It's all there to help you feel much better than many of you feel right now. Wake up feeling alive, ready to go. Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I think you got the idea with the title of this tune. It wasn't me. Actually, I'm not a big fan of reggae, but I kind of like this, actually. This,
Take me back to like 2000.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
Popular.
It wasn't me. So, Shaggy is not only a big crooner, but also a Marine Gulf War veteran. Did you know that?
I had no clue.
Didn't know that. Be among those recognized for his service and support for fellow veterans at the Boston Veterans Day Dinner, which is coming up on Thursday. Thursday this week. Veterans Day is next Monday, by the way, in case you didn't know that, week from today. He's among those who are in this fundraiser. It's actually a Red Sox deal. The Red Sox Foundation and Mass General Hospital takes place at the JFK Library and Museum in Dorchester. The night aims to honor the service of military families, recognizes the biggest supporters of this group. This is another... I didn't realize this guy was the one who did this. I'm picking these songs up. I know this song. I don't know this one. Don't wait.
This
don't,
is the new album that he did with Sting that we mentioned maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
They did a whole album together. It was supposed to be one song, and they got along really well, and they liked the same kind of music.
Okay, yeah,
so.
Yeah. This is something worthwhile stuff to listen to, actually. The quote from Shaggy, "My military experience helped shape me into the person I am. I'm honored to be associated with such an important event and cause." Prior to his recognition, Shaggy is going to take part in a live discussion about the music that he has surrounded himself and his career with. Also, his military experience and support of various veterans' causes. All the proceeds, by the way, from this event will benefit programs available at home base to help veterans. Also, service members and their families get the benefit if they're in study or if they're being treated for post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, anxiety, depression, co-occurring substance use disorders, and family relationship challenges. Tickets and table reservations for home base's Veterans Day dinner start at $5,000 if you want a table. You want an individual ticket, $500, 72 availability. Sounds like the dinner I'm going to on Friday, the Radio Hall of Fame dinner. They're not taking people from off the street at those prices. Oh, you know, it sounds like a fundraiser for some politician, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean,
this goes to a really good cause.
Yeah, this
politics.
Is a good cause. Yes, right, exactly. All right, so that's very good. Very refreshing to have that info on Shaggy. Good, and it's happening here locally to where I am. Next up, musically, 26 and change after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug is a focus on Bon Jovi.
I was born to be a service, helpless years felt like home.
Another service song.
I had honor, I found purpose.
This different, it's kind of different for him, isn't it?
That's
feels,
what I
sounds
know.
Different. Not a Bon Jovi expert,
they
but.
Sent us
right. Yeah. This song came out on Friday. Unbroken is the name of it, written for director Josh Aaron's documentary To Be of Service, which charts the life-changing impact of service dogs in the military veterans' life. People, military dogs, if they're living with post-traumatic stress disorder, veterans, special branch, if you will, of that. The song featured in the film, which is due out on Netflix next Monday, written by Bon Jovi. All the proceeds from downloads of the track for the next 12 months will benefit the Patriotic Service Dog Foundation. To Be of Service explores the remarkable life changes resulting from the introduction of trained service dogs into the lives of military veterans suffering from PTSD. So that's good. Good for him and good for them. So we have an interesting focus as we get into the week before Veterans Day. 28 past the hour on the DJV Monday program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. We all know that cardiovascular exercise is important for physical and mental health, but strength training is equally important, especially for women, to help them preserve muscle mass and prevent osteoporosis as they age.
We do start to lose a certain percentage of our lean mass as we age, and strength training will help slow down the process, even though what you were at 25 is not what you're going to be at 45, but you can be further along than someone who's 45 and has never strength trained.
So how does strength training and maintaining muscle mass help ward off osteoporosis? Well-being specialist Terry Wielden explains.
Your muscles are protecting your bones, and as a muscle contracts, it puts force on the bone, which helps the healthy bone remodel to get stronger.
And the benefits aren't just physical. Wielden says feeling more confident and better about yourself are important as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Whistleblowers, by definition, remain unidentified. But in this case, President Trump wants to make an exception. He's calling on the whistleblower at the root of his impeachment inquiry to come forward.
He was like a big anti-Trump person. Hated Trump, and they said terrible things. Now, I don't know if it's true or not.
Meanwhile, the anonymous whistleblower's lawyer says they've given Republicans in Congress the opportunity to submit written questions that the whistleblower would answer under oath and penalty of perjury. Authorities in Southern California say the wildfires are largely under control now, but risk of new ones remains high. The Ventura County Fire Department says the Maria fires burned about 10,000 acres north of L.A. It's now 70% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Along into the next half hour of this hour of the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Today we're working on all of our issues for today only. Tomorrow we can have the same issues, if you will. Maybe personally you have an abundance issue, maybe you have a health issue, maybe you have a friendship issue, maybe you have a looks issue, maybe you have a happiness issue, whatever it is. We want you to know that you're welcome here, and we'll help you get whatever it is that's on your mind or that's maybe a subconscious thing out in the open. There's something for everybody here on the DJV program. Right, Victoria? I didn't ask you where you wanted to go.
We're going to do a celebrity arrest roundup.
Really?
Like the old school police blotter.
Good. Who's getting arrested?
Celebrity edition. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Who's getting arrested?
Okay, so let's start with Thursday, last Thursday, which didn't really make a lot of news until the weekend, but actor James Cromwell was arrested, and you may know him.
Like
he
from
was
Babe?
From Babe,
he's a big,
yep.
No, he's a big lib. He likes to protest.
Oh, yeah, he likes to protest.
Yeah, he's a big lib.
So, well, he likes to protest for animal rights, and so yep. He was arrested during a PETA.
While he was drunk? Make it more exciting.
I don't think he was drunk. He may have had a flask. I don't know. But so he was arrested during a PETA protest at Texas A&M University. The protest took place during a Board of Regents meeting, and the protest is calling for the school to shut down the laboratory that uses dogs for medical research. Mm. And so James Cromwell has actually been arrested multiple times over the past few years. And he was booked and charged with hindering proceedings by disorderly conduct. And so he and his fellow PETA members were released on $5,000 bond. He issued a statement saying Texas A&M continues to torment golden retrievers and other dogs, even though decades of these experiments have not led to a cure for humans with muscular dystrophy. It's time to let the dogs out, and my friends at PETA and I want them released to good homes where they can live out the rest of their lives in peace. Now, according to PETA, the Texas A&M University had stopped breeding dogs for canine muscular dystrophy experiments. However, the experiments still continue. So, now back in 2017, he was famously arrested at SeaWorld in San Diego. He was protesting the cruelty against the orca whales, and he also protested at a New York power plant. So he just actually got sentenced for that recently, so he'll probably get sentenced for this next. So that's the James Cromwell story. And then on Friday, Jane Fonda roped some of her famous friends in, and she was arrested. For the fourth Friday in a row. Last week, she was arrested with Ted Danson. The week before that, she brought her her co-host from Grace and Frankie, Sam Waterston. He was arrested, too. Now, this past Friday, she brought Catherine Keener and Rosanna Arquette. And
like Carpool Karaoke.
I know. And so both Catherine Keener and Rosanna Arquette were arrested but only fined. Jane, however, had to spend the night in jail because she had an upcoming court date for the prior arrests. And the funny thing is, she's 81 years old. She will be 82 on December 21st. And this is the first night that she spent in jail since she was 32 years old during a protest back then in 1970. So she's still going. And she says until she has to be back on the set to start filming Grace and Frankie again, she will be there for Fire Drill Fridays every Friday on the steps of the Capitol. And there are different – it's mostly climate change. There have been some women's issues, some the treatment of veterans, things like that. Lots of different themes. There's speakers. There's music. It's a whole festival. And
well, there's plenty of people paying attention to it.
It's
a lot of attention.
That's why she said she's doing it. She said, why be a celebrity if you can't leverage it for something that's more important than
yourself? Interesting, because some celebrities don't want you to know anything about their politics, others. And it's a very interesting – I think it's a great reality, frankly, to have some of this stuff. It's very stimulating to talk about it, whether you agree or disagree with them. It becomes stimulating conversation because you actually do get into some of the issues, whether it changes things or not. Maybe not in the short term, but in the long term, more people are aware. That was one of the things that my daughter and I were also talking about, how shallow the educational system in our country. She took me to task, though, Jennifer, because I was talking about LA Unified and how bad their graduation records is. She volunteers every Friday in one of the high schools.
Getting better, but it's still not great.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And so that's what she said. But when you think about all of the money and stuff that we're spending to put people through school
and
have them not know about these issues.
What she's probably not telling you is the reason that the pass rate's getting better is because they've lowered the standards, and they actually penalize teachers for failing a kid and holding a kid back.
Right.
So you have a lot of people who are graduating not meeting the standards simply because they want to see their numbers go up.
Yeah.
And that was a frustration with my mom. My mom, who, you know, she and I don't agree on anything politically or with education for that matter most of the time, but she would tell me all the time how they would look down upon teachers basically who would make the choice to hold the kids back. And there was a tremendous amount of pressure not to do that on the teachers, even if they thought it was the best thing to do for the kid.
Yep. Well, there you go. So that the reason I bring it up, though, is because of these discussions we're having that are now the focus of a lot of news media coverage. It's really an educational opportunity learning how the system works, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that ought to be part of civics in schools. But there's no more civics classes in schools, so how do you learn? And this is deliberate. I think we my daughter and I agree on this. There's a deliberate dumbing down in the educational system in our country. And the reason is because it's easier to control people if they're not that smart. Look at the number of people who don't know. I'm talking about my local town. Tomorrow is the election here in the community for new city councilors and school committee members and that sort of thing. And either the turnout is low or people don't know who they're voting for, and it's all name recognition. The mail that comes to the home. You see the big names blasted across the top of the mailer, and that's all people remember. They don't remember what that person did, but it's that name. And if you don't, you go into the voting booth and you see, oh yeah, I remember that name. I'm going to vote for that person. Well, what kind of way is that to elect people? But that's what goes on.
People frankly. Vote for brands.
Yep, they sure do. King Tut. Wow, this is a great celebration. King Tut Day. Today is King Tut Day, celebrating the day that King Tut's tomb was discovered in Egypt's Valley of the Kings by archaeologist Howard Carter back on November 4th, 1922. Yes, here's the story of King Tut. This is the actual factual story, as you may imagine, of King Tut. Steve Martin, go ahead. This is Funky Tut. Yeah, did you know that King Tut was born in Arizona? How many people didn't know that? Anyway, Howard Carter arrived in Egypt in 1891, didn't start an in-depth search for the king's tomb until after World War I. One reason King Tut's tomb hadn't been found was because the steps to it had been covered and hidden with debris from the tomb of Ramses VI. After discovering King Tut's tomb, Carter and another archaeologist, Lord Carnarvon, is that how you pronounce his name? Looked like carnivore at first, but it's Carnarvon. Entered its interior chamber November 26, 1922, to find it remarkably intact. It's a four-room tomb. It was combed by Professor Carter, who found thousands of objects in there, including a stone sarcophagus. Say it again, Doug. Sarcophagus that contains three coffins inside of each other, with King Tut's mummy on the inside of the last coffin. The coffin happened to have been made of gold. Most of the artifacts found in the excavation are now stored in the Cairo Museum, although Tut's mummified body is still in his own tomb. It's kind of handy. King Tut, whose full name was Tutankhamun, was the 12th pharaoh of the 18th Egyptian dynasty. I'm sure you remember that from your history lessons, ladies, right? He was the 12th pharaoh.
I did that in history, so.
18th yeah. Egyptian dynasty.
I remember doing a report on King Tut.
Right. He reigned from 1332 to 1323, but he was like 12 years old. I may have been him in a past life. That's not the slam that you're giving me. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Anyway, research suggests that he probably died.
How did he get so funky? That's the age-old question.
He had gangrene. That's how he got so funky. He had gangrene. He had a broken leg, and that was the end of him. He also had malaria, apparently, and was disabled in other ways. He had a walk with a cane. Anyway, there was another long-held theory that political rivals had killed him by striking him in the head, but a body scan in 2006 revealed that the damage to his skull happened after he died. So there you have the abbreviated story. That's a good thing for a report. How about it, boys and girls, moms and dads? Get your children to do a story. A report on King Tut. King Tut. This weekend in football, or I know it was weekend, Patriots played last night. One of the things in sports that's local here is that Tom Brady put one of his homes up for sale that's in Brookline, and the news media have ganged up on him like you wouldn't believe because he's going to buy a big mansion out of state. Wow! He's moving.
Yeah,
another
the rumor he's
going
to go play for the Chargers now out here in California.
Really? So buying a house in California? How about that? And there was a big to-do, apparently, in the officiating of the game, the Jaguars versus the Texans, Jackson versus Houston. But I'm only bringing it up because I know a lot of people will be yakking about it football-wise.
I don't know about the call. All I know is I had a killer week on fantasy football. Both of my teams won.
Did you? How much did you win that way? What do you win?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Well, you've got to get to the end
bragging
of the season.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of money on this. We have a connection to betonline.ag. It's interesting to see what goes on there and these games. One of the things, you can bet on politics there, how those numbers have changed. It really is. It's really pretty amazing to look at all this stuff. But what I find more amazing is that you can bet on anything. You absolutely, like, there's a line betting on when Jimmy Carter will die.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
I know it is, but it's there. Speaking of Jimmy Carter, he said prayer and being at ease with death. You know, he's a Sunday school teacher, and he usually is very active in talking to not only youngsters, but to people, parishioners at his church. And so he was talking yesterday, reflecting kind of on dying, expressed his thoughts on what it would, what truly would make America great. So I'm only going to talk about the dying stuff. He says, I assume naturally I was going to die very quickly when he heard his cancer diagnosis in 2015. And that's when he started really talking about it. He said his message was to the children about belief in resurrection, life after death. He recounted his diagnosis. And he said the doctors removed part of his liver when he found cancer there and in his brain. And he talked about it very, very forthrightly, which I thought, you know, he's 95 years old. He's got stitches over his brow. So if you look at a picture of him, he's pretty banged up. But I just think that's the sort of thing that people need to hear more of. And more, again, we go back and forth. I don't like to say this every time his name comes up. In my estimation, he wasn't a great president, but he's a very good human being. And we need people of consequence to be good as role models. He said his only concern about dying was missing his family and loved ones, but he said that he realized he would see them again. He said when he was younger, he struggled with believing in life after death because, as a scientist, he couldn't prove it. But now he feels that he's at peace because he does believe in it. You can't prove everything, which is, yeah, hello. That's very true. So I thought those were nice words. All right, so Jennifer, tonight. Oh, I thought this was I was talking about Madam Secretary. Apparently there's a big brawl on the set. The show is, they film it in New Jersey. And there was a lot of this, apparently the President, Tia Leone's President, Madam President, giving a speech, and they needed a big crowd, so they brought in a lot of extras. And it came to lunchtime, and they all went to the lunch table, and somebody cut in line, and then they started pushing each other, and it ended up to be a brawl, punching in their face. Man, an actor landed on top of the snack table, and then the husband...
They didn't spill anything, did they?
I don't know.
I mean, this gives new meaning to starving artists. I mean, these people, these extras, I don't know how long they were out there, but apparently, according to TMZ, this was like a stampede for them to get to the craft services.
Yeah.
And people got arrested and then bloodied and taken to the hospital. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. That's a good show, though. I like that show. Keith Carradine, who he was the president before... Margaret McCord, or Elizabeth McCord became president, Tia Leone's character, was on last night singing a song, and you brought me back to those days when Keith Carradine's song, It's Easy, do you know that song?
No.
It's a very, it's a great pop song. You'd recognize it if you heard it. Anyway, he had more notoriety as a singer than he did as an actor. All right, Jen, what's the big stuff for tonight?
Well, you've got some Monday Night Football tonight. It's the Cowboys facing off against the New York Giants. Really exciting stuff. Yeah. Also, just a little note to you, Jeopardy starts a big 10-day event. They're going to bring back all of their biggest winners. That includes James Holzhauer, who raked in $2.5 million over 32 games. Emma Botcher, I believe is how you say her name. So it's the Tournament of Champions that will start on Jeopardy this evening. 911 is new tonight. And it goes into the backstory of Angela Bassett's character, Athena Grant. That's on Fox tonight at 9 o'clock. Also tonight, you've got Dancing with the Stars. That continues on ABC.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three past the hour, Tech Talk time for this Monday. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to ask the questions to which Victoria has the answers. So when it comes to technology, my first question is, what is going on with the National Security Investigation into TikTok? TikTok, 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 TikTok. I thought those were things that you put in your mouth, those TikTok things.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember?
Tic-tacs? Tic-tacs.
Now that's it. Okay. Yeah. I got a vowel wrong, so shoot me.
Okay. So last week we talked about TikTok. This is the app that's super, super popular with younger kids. And this is a global app. The kids go on, they lip sync to videos and stuff and create their own videos. Well, the reason that TikTok was in the news last week is because there were, I think it was 26 different ISIS accounts that were found on TikTok that were trying to lure in younger kids, especially young white males. And they were recruitment videos. Now TikTok is back in the news for a different reason. This time the U.S. government is launching a national security review of the parent company of TikTok, which is Beijing ByteDance Technology Company. That they recently actually also bought a U.S. social media app called Musical.ly. It's another app where kids make music videos. It's very popular among much younger kids. And so
the U.S. government wants to know, this is a $1 billion acquisition. It was completed 2 years ago. But U.S. lawmakers have been calling for an investigation into national security into TikTok because they're concerned that the Chinese company may be censoring politically sensitive content. And, of course, the larger question is, where is all this data being stored? And how is this personal data being used? TikTok is one of the most popular U.S. apps amongst U.S. teenagers. 60% of TikTok's 26 million monthly users are in the United States, and they are between the ages of 16 and 24. So a lot of senators have come forward, bipartisan effort, which is rare these days, but it is in this case, and they're all calling for the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It's CFIUS is what it stands for. That's the acronym. They're really calling on them to figure out exactly where this data is being stored. Beyond that, they also want to know exactly what data are they taking from these kids. Because unless you're 18, you're not supposed to have any personal data that's being stored anywhere. So it's very shady. Anytime there's a Chinese parent company, I certainly have my doubts about it. But yep. ByteDance is the parent company. They have 1.5 billion monthly active users on their apps and 700 million daily users. This is not a small thing. This is a massive global company and it has a huge influence over a lot of young kids. So hopefully the U.S. security panel, they're going to investigate all of this stuff. So hopefully we'll find out some more. And you know what? If parents are concerned about this, you might have every right to be. You just don't know what they're using your child's data for. And it could be sold on the black market. You never know. So it's definitely cause for concern.
Up next, Apple releasing new AirPod Pro headphones. Let's find out how those are going to work.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Apple introduced the much-rumored AirPod Pros, a significant step up from the existing AirPods. Now, the new Pros bring active noise cancellation, a smaller size, and other cool features, which make their $100 premium over the standard AirPods an interesting decision for consumers. Early reviews are good to great, but the question that looms is the lifespan of the batteries, which can't be replaced and also don't seem to differ from the standard AirPods, a product that might last you 2 years. So if that holds true for the Pros, it adds a legitimate question if $250 for a disposable audio device is a good value. The AirPod Pros are on sale now, and we've posted lots of links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/testmiles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019. Excludes all electric vehicles.
All right, Amazon has now upped the grocery delivery thing. This is,
yep.
I didn't realize, I'm a Prime member. I can get my groceries delivered free. Wow.
That is true. Amazon has announced its Amazon Fresh service, which is their grocery delivery service from local warehouses across the country. It's now free for all Prime members. And the service previously would cost $15 a month on top of your annual $119 membership. So now they've got so much competition. They've got Peapod, Instacart, Postmates, they've got so many things. At Walmart, Target, they're all doing grocery delivery. So Amazon had to get rid of that delivery fee. You still need to order at least $35 worth of groceries to qualify for the free delivery, but that's not hard to do, especially when you can order from Whole Foods. That's like two items.
All right, there you go. If that's up in your wheelhouse, help yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology.
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.